It's the Luke Bradnam Show with Libby Trickett and Dobbo for the drive home on your Thursday. It's Gold 92.5.
And today's the day that Amazon launches in Australia. Geez, what an anticlimactic moment this was, Lib. I go, because I hear so much about Amazon in America. They reckon Amazon's had such a devastating effect on a lot of the retail shops in America that a lot of retail malls are closing down because people are just getting so much into this online shopping.
Massively.
Apparently it's just awesome. You can order it. Comes the next day. They've just perfected it. And they must have to be doing something right because this dude that owns Amazon has become the richest man in the world. So, you know, it's obviously they've got the art down to a fine art. But Dave Ansett joins us right now from brand agency Truly Deeply, and he can tell us a little bit about it. Because what happened to me, Dave, I hopped on the website today, the Amazon website, and they're still just selling books. It just looked like the same boring Amazon website that we've always had.
Well, hold on to your hat.
Really? Is it going to be big, this thing, or what?
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a game changer. Amazon's already doing more than $1 billion of sales every year in Australia. And the play is not necessarily growing that, but transforming people who are currently shopping in shops, bricks and mortar, to people who are shopping online. So the impact, we're not feeling it yet, but I think we're all going to feel it over the next year.
Do you think it's going to have an effect on, like, the shopping centres like the Pacific Fair where we're at here on the Gold Coast? Like, you think it's going to deter people from going that and people will be online?
I think to an extent. I think the shopping centres and some retailers have done a good job of creating a reason for people to shop there, and those are the ones who will be less impacted. It's the retailers who haven't done anything, given anyone a reason to come into their store. Some of the sort of old school retailers who are going to feel it the most. There's a great quote that I read from one of the Amazon execs who's rolling the business out here. He said, "We're going to destroy the retail environment in Australia." So they're certainly intending to have an impact.
Yeah, but that's not a good thing, though, is it, guys? Like, I mean, we're an Aussie country and we're going to put Aussies out of jobs. I'm like, you know, stuff.
Well, hang on a second. Is it going to be putting Aussies out of jobs, Dave, or is it going to be employing a lot of Australians?
It'll be shifting jobs within Australia. So the catch to that is that Amazon is a very efficient retailer. So where a supermarket might hire 4 or 5 buyers to look after one department, Amazon will have one.
Right.
So there's no doubt that the old school retail is employment heavy, but in terms of jobs, we'll be more or less talking about a shift from maybe working on a shop floor to working on a floor of a
warehouse,
packing warehouse. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Which, you know, to be fair to Amazon, some of the their culture as a place to work probably put some of our Australian companies in the dark. So I think it's more a matter of, where are the profits going rather than where are the jobs going.
Sure. I was looking at an article on trulydeeply.com.au all about it, and it says that Australian consumers can expect to have everything from groceries, beauty products, wine, clothing, fashion. I mean, it talks about absolutely everything. Yeah. How quickly will that get up and running?
The expectations are more like a year or so. They're very good retailers, Amazon. If we look at what they've done, every market they've gone into, they've gone very smoothly and they haven't tried to do everything overnight. But, you know, if you compare them to a brand like Apple, that process creates a sense of anticipation.
Yeah.
You know, we're already talking about it. So it won't be overnight, but it will be across a whole lot of categories. The other thing that Amazon are doing that, you know, I think is really interesting is they're not only competing on price, and they're talking about being 30% cheaper, and that's about their margin and the quantity that they sell, because they certainly around the world have been highly respectful of their suppliers. But the other thing they're doing is creating their own brands, which is a brand new move. So they already own a whole bunch of apparel brands. And in the US, I think by 2020, which is only 2 years away, they'll own 14% of the apparel market in the US with their brands, which will make them the largest domestic retailer in the US.
Yeah, wow. Far out.
Oh, taking over the world.
Well, don't hop on there today and check it out because you'll be bitterly disappointed like I was. But Dave Ansett, thanks so much. He's from Truly Deeply. You can check that out online as well. We appreciate your time, the Savo.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
See ya.
There we go. The Luke Bradham Show with Libby Trickett and Dobbo for The Drive Home.